Random House Audio presents The Innocent Man, Murder and Injustice in a Small Town by John Grisham. Read for you by Craig Wasson. Dedicated to Annette Hudson and Renee Simmons, and to the memory of their brother. Chapter 1. The rolling hills of southeast Oklahoma stretch from Norman across to Arkansas and show little evidence of the vast deposits of crude oil that were once beneath them. Some old rigs dot the countryside. The active ones churn on, pumping out a few gallons with each slow turn and prompting a passerby to ask if the effort is really worth it. Many have simply given up and sit motionless amid the fields as corroding reminders of the glory days of gushers and wildcatters and instant fortunes. There are rigs scattered through the farmland around Ada, an old oil town of 16,000 with a college and a county courthouse. The rigs are idle, though. The oil is gone. Money is now made in Ada by the hour in factories and feed mills and on pecan farms. Downtown Ada is a busy place. There are no empty or boarded-up buildings on Main Street. The merchants survive, though much of their business has moved to the edge of town. The cafes are crowded at lunch. The Pontotoc County Courthouse is old and cramped and full of lawyers and their clients. Around it is the usual hodgepodge of county buildings and law offices. The jail, a squat, windowless bomb shelter, was for some forgotten reason built on the courthouse lawn. The methamphetamine scourge keeps it full. Main Street ends at the campus of East Central University, home to 4,000 students, many of them commuters. The school pumps life into the community with a fresh supply of young people and a faculty that adds some diversity to southeastern Oklahoma. Few things escape the attention of the Ada Evening News, a lively daily that covers the region and works hard to compete with the Oklahoman, the state's largest paper. There's usually world and national news on the front page, then state and regional, then the important items, high school sports, local politics, community calendars, and obituaries. The people of Ada and Pontotoc County are a pleasant blend of small-town Southerners and independent Westerners. The accent could be from East Texas or Arkansas, with flat I's and other long vowels. It's Chickasaw country. Oklahoma has more Native Americans than any other state, and after 100 years of mixing, many of the white folks have Indian blood. The stigma is fading fast. Indeed, there is now pride in the heritage. The Bible Belt runs hard through Ada. The town has 50 churches from a dozen strains of Christianity. They are active places, and not just on Sundays. There is one Catholic church, and one for the Episcopalians, but no temple or synagogue. Most folks are Christians, or claim to be, and belonging to a church is rather expected. A person's social status is often determined by religious affiliation. With 16,000 people, Ada is considered large for rural Oklahoma, and it attracts factories and discount stores. Workers and shoppers make the drive from several counties. It is 80 miles south and east of Oklahoma City and 3 hours north of Dallas. Everybody knows somebody working or living in Texas. The biggest source of local pride is the quarter horse business. Some of the best horses are bred by Ada ranchers. And when the Ada High Cougars win another state title in football, the town struts for years. It's a friendly place, filled with people who speak to strangers and always to each other, and are anxious to help anyone in need. Kids play on shaded front lawns. Doors are left open during the day. Teenagers cruise through the night, causing little trouble. Had it not been for 2 notorious murders in the early 1980s, Ada would have gone unnoticed by the world, and that would have been just fine with the good folks of Pontotoc County.